So how good did that feel? You've been working on so much stuff and trying to battle, using different pitches. What was great about tonight?
Yeah, kind of able to get back to my strengths tonight and use the changeup a little more, use the fastball a lot more. A little bit of that's just from watching the tendencies of them lately in the second half. And the work that I had to put in with other pitches throughout the course of that stretch where I felt like I was really searching for something, kind of sharpened them up a little bit. So now that I'm able to get back to the, the four-seam cutter slider and breaking balls, mixing the changeup a little bit. Just a really good mix tonight, I think.
Is there something with the delivery that you found since the last start?
Yeah, definitely. Hard to explain to you guys what it is, but it's a feeling that I got. I feel like I got locked in. A lot of it's just movement-based stuff. It's not necessarily the release point or selection of pitches that's hurt me in the past. It's just consistency with the delivery. And I think a lot of guys will tell you the confidence comes from having a repeatable delivery where you know the action of your pitches and now you can just really focus on execution. So, a lot of work put in this week. And I was telling Bob out there, maybe too much work. I was almost a little too sore today than I'd like to be, but the delivery felt really good and the stuff I looked good at the game.
But the fact that even if you were sort of in the usual period, you get to stay some scoreless that final inning especially.
Yeah, I thought I was in a better spot pitch-wise. I hadn't looked up at the pitch count at all game. I was just kind of trying to keep my head down and consistently, go after guys. And I came out and saw 94 pitches. I thought I was getting pulled a little bit early, but I looked up and saw 94. So maybe a little more efficient in those middle innings or some late three-ball counts in the last inning, but not pretty efficient.
How was working with Campus on again?
Good. I think it's just putting a little extra time and preparation into getting ready for the start as far as going over what we want to do and, making sure he has an understanding of what I felt really good and consistent with in the last handful of outings. And, he's done a really, really good job of mixing pitches up. And we get a little bit caught up in some situations with runners on base of what to go to or how to get to the pitch that we want, without sitting there and shaking all day or going through multiple signs. But it's getting better every time we see each other. And like I said, I think it's just going to be a little bit of an experience that's going to ultimately make him better and make him more confident back there. So definitely a step in the right direction. I called a great game. Throwing some pitches for me, threw one behind Walker's head, but a great catch on the processor run. So, yeah, he was really good.
Very nice time to find your everything in there tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to get too comfortable and say that I got to figure it out and it's going to stay here, but you go out and throw 100 pitches at max effort and the delivery's efficient. It's easy to maintain that feel and your body kind of knows that that's what it wants to do. And just same thing the other way. If you have an inefficient delivery and you throw 100 pitches at max effort, your body's going to think that that's the move we're going to make and that's what we're going to carry on. So being able to go out and have an efficient day movement wise in an actual game where the intensity's high and I'm using all my pitches, that's what it's going to pay off.